From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Familiner. River levels in Missouri last year hit some of the highest marks since the Great Flood of 1993. When the flood of 93 hit, it caused more than $15 billion in damage across the country. The National Weather Service says 75 towns were completely flooded and about 50,000 homes were damaged or destroyed. The small town of Rhineland, Missouri, near Herman, became the first town in Missouri affected by the flood of 93 to move their entire town out of the floodplain. In a collaboration with KOMU and the Columbia Missourian, KBIA's Seth Bodine returned to Rhineland to learn about the move and its lasting effects.
So I was probably about right out in here.
Ronnie Steers is driving his truck to an open field in Rhineland. He gets out of his car, walks in the field, and points to where he used to live.
Well, mine was kind of right behind this shed here, but all the way over here. Road was right down through here, roughly, I guess.
His house and an entire town used to be in and around this field. That is, until the flood of 93 came. Where he was standing in the field, he says flood water was 6 feet high. And though his home was situated on a mound, the water still came.
That's the first time I got water in my house. It was 93, and I had about a foot of my house. And my house set up pretty high, kind of set up like on a mound.
Flooding was not out of the ordinary for Rhineland. Steers, who lived in Rhineland most of his life, experienced floods in 1973 and 1986. Usually, when a flood hit, Steers says the community came together to help each other. And when the cleaning was done, they went on with their day. But the flood of 93 was different. Steers says he remembers what it was like.
Like he was living on a lake. Water all around you. You know, just swift current. You know, I had to take a boat to get to it. Probably 5 foot deep.
After many meetings to decide what to do, Rhineland became the first Missouri town affected by the flood to move their town out of the floodplain. Each resident received $10,000 from FEMA to move their homes to a 40-acre lot of land on a hill less than a quarter of a mile north of the old Rhineland. Steve Worley is the mayor of Rhineland and the former owner of the town's tavern called The Corner. He says the decision to move was almost unanimous.
We had to have at least, I think, 80% of the people that wanted to move, we only had one person that says no, wasn't moving, you know, and that's the only one that wasn't moving.
The town held a lottery to decide the awarding of lots in the new city site. There were three types of residents on the new site: relocated homes, new construction, and modular or mobile homes. And so, for the next 15 months, the town moved. And for some, like the Steers, it took some work to move their two-story house.
My house was so big, I had to split it in half. I cut it in half and took it up in two pieces and put it all back together.
Ultimately, Worley says moving Rhineland up the hill was justified.
He asked me if we made the right choice. Yeah, every time the river comes up and gets close, you know, everybody says we're just glad we made that move.
For residents like Steers, while he sees the move as necessary, nothing compares to the old Rhineland.
I always say down to this day, I'd rather be back downtown until I see the water come up. Then I'm glad where I'm at. Other than that, I'd rather be back downtown.
Worley says this year was the highest the water has come to the town in 25 years. If it had flooded in the same places, it would have been only a foot less than it was in 1993. But it still wouldn't touch the houses, which he says are now 600 to 800 feet higher on the hill. For KBIA, I'm Seth Bodine.